Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Let your fire burn in this place, yeah. How many want the fresh fire of God to fall on your heart tonight? Come on, clap those hands.
I wanna live with the
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire, where the fresh fire of God is falling on tonight. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. I would like to welcome you all to the show. Caller, if you would like to have prayer, you just mash one, and I'll be happy to pray with you at this time. Mash one if you desire prayer. If not, thank you. Okay, I see it. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Going once, going twice, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Welcome to Prolific Fire. You're on the air.
Okay. Is this just you and me, or is it, okay, it's on the air?
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm just requesting prayer for, I'm currently unemployed. So that situation, I really need to find a job. My bills are beginning to accumulate. And, you know, I don't have anybody to help me. I'm single, not married, no kids. A professional, and right now the professional world is what's laying off, you know, and it doesn't matter how much education you have sometimes, that's the situation that we're in, working on research grant funds.
Okay.
So, really, just that right now, and it's kind of stressful.
Okay. You call the show on the right night. I hope you can stay around for the word because the word will bless you also. It's kind of
okay.
Dealing with that also.
Yes.
But I'm going to pray for you right now.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister on tonight, Lord God. You see her every concern, Lord God. You heard the desires of her heart, Lord God. Turn things around for her,
thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for multiplying where there seems to be nothing, Lord God. I thank you for letting everything come together for her, Lord God. I thank you for opening doors that man tried to shut, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for calling on every ounce of experience that she has, Lord God, and letting nothing in her remain dormant or go dormant, Lord God, but that she will work again, Lord God. Put your favor on her, Lord God, that when she submit applications, Lord God, it will get picked up just like that, Lord God, and let this next job be better than the last job. God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for supernaturally moving in her life and paying off debt, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for even right now, for messing up computers, Lord God, that her debt won't be seen, Lord God, because you can do that. And I thank you, Lord God, for touching somebody's heart, Lord God, that has the money to help my sister, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to touch somebody's heart to come into her life, and all they want to do for her is to sow into her life. She will be skeptical of them at first, Lord God, because she don't know. But all they're there to do is to sow into her life. It's not a relationship. It's not a friendship. They're there to simply sow into her life, Lord God, and help her to be able to receive. God bless her children, Lord God. Don't let them lack in any area, Lord God. You step in and be a father to them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you provide when she's falling short. In the name of Jesus, comfort her in her lonely hours when she's crying, Lord God, crying out to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for stepping in and turning things around on tonight, Lord God, about change. In your precious in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much,
thank you,
God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Caller, if you desire prayer, mesh one. If not, we're going to play another song and then we're going to go right into the word. This is I Had to Believe by Rita Springer.
He's a real thing, I know.
It's an honor on tonight to have you all joining me. I thank you so much. It's an honor to play this message by my spiritual mother, Catherine Kuhlman. Although she ministered this word years ago, it is so relevant for today. And after you finish listening to her minister, I will come back and I will show you what God put in my spirit about this message that will bless your life. Catherine Kuhlman.
Father God, we place today, tomorrow, and all the tomorrows of our life with perfect confidence in your care and keeping. We would not exchange the trust, our confidence in you, for a title deed to the whole world. For we know that in all things, you never make a mistake, and you only give to us that which is for our best. You want to know something? God's presence with his people is not merely a theory. God's presence with his own is a fact. And always remember something. He does not leave us in the 11th hour. He will not leave you when the waters are deep. He will not leave you when the night is dark. He will not leave you after you have received that last paycheck. He has not left you when the flour bin is empty. I want you to remember that. His presence is a reality. I want to make this very real to your heart, and I pray the Holy Spirit shall make it real, because I know there are many trying days just ahead for many a precious family, many a dad who'll awaken in the morning faced with discouragement, heartbreak. And so I wish to read a portion of the Word of God, as found in 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. Oh, this is thrilling. Sure, here he is. The king of Syria had just sent a whole army after one of God's men. Just one. I think that's one of the greatest compliments that could have been paid Elisha. Really, I do. No wonder Queen Mary of Scotland said that she feared the prayers of John Knox more than she did an army of thousands. Ah, your own family trembles when they know that you're on your knees praying before the throne of God. The greatest power that God has given to you and to me is the power of prayer. That's the greatest power in the world today. The power of prayer. Believe me, that's true. That's the reason I keep saying to you over and over again that no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what you're faced with, no matter what the problems are in your life, as long as God is still on his throne, as long as he is still God Almighty, as long as you and I know that he is still there reigning and ruling, as long as we know that he is still hearing and answering prayer, you and I do not have to be defeated on a single score. That's right. And just so long as you know in your own heart that there's absolutely nothing between you and God, that you have a hearing before the throne, that there's no obstacle in the way to keep God from hearing that prayer of yours, you have nothing to be worried about. You have nothing to fear. You need spend no anxious hours. You need not roll and toss all the night long, afraid to face tomorrow, afraid of what tomorrow will hold for you. You need never give in to defeat, never, not for one minute. So long as you know God is there, so long as you know how to pray, everything will come out all right. Elisha knew that. Even in the face of an entire army that had been sent by the king of Syria. Let me read this portion of the Word of God. Oh, I just love it. Here it is, 2 Kings. You read it for yourself, the 6th chapter. Let me begin, if you will, please, with the 13th verse. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. They're out trying to get Elisha now and his servant. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. In the natural, if ever there was a man who needed to be scared to death, it was Elisha. If ever there was a man living who needed to be afraid, who had cause for fear and anxiety, it was Elisha. The king of Syria was out gunning for him. He was going to get him. It's the last thing he did. He not only sent one man or two men after Elisha, he had sent an entire army after him. And they came with horses and chariots and a great host just for one preacher. That's all. And they came by night and compassed the city about. What were they after? One poor little preacher. If you don't think God takes care of his own, if you don't think God's interested in just you as an individual, look at this. You know, sometimes we think, oh, the world's so big and there's so many people in the world and God has so much to do. Surely he's not interested in me as an individual. But he is. He's as interested in you as though you were the only person in the whole world that he had created in his own image and after his own likeness. He's as interested in you this hour as an individual, as one man, as one woman, as he was in Elisha. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Elisha's servant was scared stiff, and he said, master, my word, there absolutely is no way of escape. This is, once we're trapped, there's nothing we can do. The whole city all around about us is filled with horses and chariots. We're going to be taken as sure as you live and breathe. We haven't a chance for escape. What shall we do? I can just see him. He was trembling. And he answered, that's Elisha answered and said, fear not. Don't get scared. Fear not. Get hold of yourself now. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. What did he mean, they that be with us? There the two men were standing. They couldn't see anything. They were just standing there, two poor men in the flesh, as human as you may be this very hour. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. You don't have to open my eyes. I can see by faith, but this poor fellow, my poor servant, he's still in the natural, and he doesn't understand. Just open his eyes and let him see, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And what did he see? And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. That's real. Elisha saw it by faith. He saw God's protecting power by faith. He knew God was there and that he would provide. He knew that God was there and that God would not let him down. He knew that God was there loving and caring and that he would make a way. He did not have to be shown. He knew by faith. But he said, Lord, let your servant see. Just open his eyes for a moment. And when his spiritual eyes were open, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Beloved, if you could see this very moment, you would not be afraid. The last paycheck may have come in, but you will not be afraid of tomorrow. The mountains are full of God's power.
Wow, what a powerful word. And I feel like it blessed many of you. I feel like many of you are going through just what she was talking about. Even though that was ministered years ago, she brought out about the economy being bad and a mom and a dad losing their job. Maybe the last paycheck has come in. And I know that so many of you can relate to that. But she also went on to talk about that you have to see it by faith. In this time that you're in now, you have to see it by faith and believe that if you don't have anything standing between you and God, you don't have any sin standing between you and him, that he hears your prayer and he's going to provide. even when you're not working, the spirit realm is working on your behalf because you are his child. She just brought out so many good points about not being afraid because God is always there. And even though you can't see it, there's more going for you than there is against you. And when I listened to that message on last week, God pointed me to two scriptures that I want to expound on right now that will really bring it home for you. Maybe it will make better sense to you if I read these two scriptures. When I listened to that message on last week, God brought to my spirit about Peter, how Peter was an out-of-work fisherman. And he really didn't catch any fish until he hooked up with Jesus. And then he brought another scripture to my mind where Jesus, I know this is going to sound bold, and you ain't never heard nobody say this, but Jesus knows how it feels to be in debt. He was in debt. Peter was in debt. But it wasn't until he hooked up with Jesus and he began to use his skills all over again, now that he's hooked up with the master. And a fish came in and he was able to pay his debt and Jesus' debt. I'm going to read this scripture cause just in case somebody does not believe that Jesus was in debt. Call, I see you. I'll be with you in just a minute. 4:110, I'll see you. I'll be with you in just a minute. This is Matthew 17, and I'm going to start at the 24th verse. It says, after Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of two dorkamum of tax came to Peter and asked, doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? Yes, he does, he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. What do you think, Simon? He asked. From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others? 26. From others, Peter answered. Then the sons are exempt. Jesus said to him, 27. But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take your first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 24-dorum coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours. I told you Jesus was in debt, my tax and yours. I thank him for putting stuff like that in the Bible to let us know that he feels us in certain situations. So I'm here to let somebody know that you may be in debt. If you just keep holding on to Jesus, he's going to use your skills, and you're going to get out of that situation in the name of Jesus. He may not have a big fish waiting on you, but he's going to work a miraculous miracle in your life just because of your faith. It took faith for Peter to throw that line out there, not knowing if he would catch anything or not, but Jesus told him to do it, and he told him to do it with all assurance that he could do it, and he would catch something. And he did. And the other scripture that came to mind was when Peter had been fishing and he couldn't catch anything. He had been trying all night, and they wasn't catching anything. Jesus told him to try it again. And this time he caught so many fish that he needed his partners and everybody to help him. And I just want somebody to know that I know you've been trying. I know you've been trying. I know you've been sending in resumes. You've been doing this and you've been doing that. You've been calling people. You've been crying. You've been praying. You've been seeking, doing everything that you can do. But just try it one more time in the name of Jesus. Don't give up. Seek him and just try it one more time. God is going to bring it all together for you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for listening on tonight. That's all God gave me. And that other scripture that I was referring to, if you're like me, if you want to look up stuff just so you'll know it for yourself, it's in Luke 5, where Peter was trying to catch fish, but he couldn't catch anything until Jesus gave his order to do it again. And like I said, the other scripture was Matthew 17. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
How you doing? Praise God. Yes. I just called to say that that was an on-time message, and I appreciate you following the leading of the Holy Spirit for that message, and that's what I needed to hear because I am going through some things now, and I just can't figure how God will bring me out of it, and I just stand on faith and believe in God that each day I pray and hope that, you know, the situation will change, and then the message that tonight just gave me more hope and encouragement.
Amen. Glory to God. Hold on. Don't ever give up. Even when it looks like you don't have anything, because Peter was down, he didn't have anything, the Bible says. And when God gave his order, he put that line out there, and he came up with more than enough. So just continue to press on in the name of Jesus. I appreciate you being a part of the show tonight, and I especially appreciate you waiting and being patient.
Amen.
For me to your call. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
If there's anybody else that desires prayer that hasn't called in yet, I'm going to play this song and give you all time to call in. It's called Keep Me by Patrick Dobson.
You are Jesus, you're my strong tower, Jesus, my strength this hour, Jesus. You're my deliverer, yes, Jesus. My hope and my future, Jesus. Source and my shelter, Jesus. You're my Savior, keeper, my friend. Lord.
Father God, I thank you for the word on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for the word blessing so many on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for being somebody's keeper on tonight, Lord God, when their mind is in confusion and they don't know what to do, God. I thank you for being there for them, Lord God. I thank you that this word has so many facets to it tonight, Lord God, that everybody is grabbing a hold on to what they need on tonight, Lord God. Strengthen your people, Lord God. Do the miraculous in their lives on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for canceling debt on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for opening doors, Lord God, and bringing forth new jobs and Lord God, equipping them to do what they thought they couldn't do, Lord God, even if it's in an area, Lord God, where they're not trained, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for supernaturally training them, God, showing them, Lord God, how to work their job, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for showing them your favor, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for turning every situation around, for lifting up that bowed down mother's head, Lord God. I thank you for feeding children on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for being a father on tonight, Lord God. I just thank you for being awesome and awesome all by yourself. Before I close this show, as always, I want to give you some contact information just in case you need me. And most importantly, just in case you need a God that's on my life throughout the week, you can contact me. Listen carefully. I've never done this before, but the Lord is leading me to give the number for Prolific Fire out over the air. So if you need me throughout the week, you can text or call 901-296-2461. That's 901-296-2461. Or you can email the ministry at prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Once again, this ministry is on iTunes. God has blessed this ministry. We are on iTunes. So throughout the week, if you're away from your computer and you just need to hear this word again or any of the other messages, just go to iTunes and search for Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. It is a free podcast. Once again, it is free, and you can pick it up on your iPad or your iPod, whatever, just I think any of the iProducts. And also, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me and contact with me on Twitter. My name on Twitter is Prolific Fire, just like the show. Or on Facebook at facebook.com/prophetessstacy. I feel led about that number again. That number is for the ministry. If you just need me throughout the week, is 901-296-2461. Caller 205 if you desire prayer, #1. Thank you for being here. Sorry that you're late and the message has already been given, but I'll just give you a quick highlight. The message was about God's presence being with his people, even when it doesn't look like it. Don't give up, because God can do the miraculous, even when it feels like there's a lot coming against you. God has more for you than he has against you. And then I went into scripture and I began to talk about how Jesus himself was in debt. That can be found in Matthew 17, where he commanded Peter to throw out the line one more time, and he came up with a fish, and in the fish's mouth was enough money to pay for his tax debt and Jesus' tax debt. So if you hook up with Jesus, Jesus would do the miraculous for you. He would pay off your debt. Once again, he knows how you feel. And then the other scripture that I expounded on, it can be found in Luke 5, where Peter was out of work fisherman. He had been fishing all night, wasn't getting anything. And when I say anything, he wasn't getting anything. But when he hooked up with Jesus, he got more than enough. The Bible goes on to say that he needed his partners to come and help him to pull in everything. So I just encourage you on tonight, caller, to hook up with Jesus. That's all you need. And before I close this show, I want to do something very special for somebody that's very special to me. You all know her. She's a part of Prolific Fire. She is Prophetess Pate, and today is her birthday. she's come through here so many times and shared her heart, shared the word of God with us. And I just want you to help me and join in with me in wishing her happy birthday. She had no idea I was going to do this. That's what makes it so much fun. But you know what, sis? This is for you. I love you, and I love you all for joining. And before I close this show, I would like to play hero, because I want each and every one of you to know that God is your hero. Trust him as your hero. After this show, this will be the conclusion of the show for tonight.
Let it all go now. We lay it.
Good night. God bless.